Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Basa Daf Mem Beis. Picking up on Mem Malchum Beis by the bottom of the page. Five lines up from the bottom by the two dots. Shalosha Lekuvavavochos. When you have three buyers. Shalosha Kuzim Itzarfen. That is a three people that buy one after the next. 1 year, 2 year, 3 year. Then what happens is they are Mitzarf. That says Rishbam Sada. And Shimon takes it for a year. He says he bought from Reuven. Then he sells it to Levi. He holds on to for a year. Because of Loshtar, now we have a total of 3 years. Reuven had it originally. Then Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, they each one claimed they bought it off the one before successively. That's 3 years. Also, Reuven comes and become an Arer. You come out of Omer, Kilo Macher Lashimon. He never sold it to Shimon. Vihuda Toyin, Haria Chazaka Bain Shloshtenu. What do you mean, Chazaka between the three of us? Shalosh Shanim. Velo Machis, you didn't protest. Vishimon Shalacham Imcha, Shanum. Buying mikocho loyal olizay b'shtar yosem begil mashanim. You have to be careful for more than 3 years. Ruvain meishiv lefisha kol echad mikem lo hichzik shal shanim. He's saying, well, it wasn't any one of you individuals held on it for 3 years. Shal shanim, one year. So lo chashdi limchas. I wasn't worried to go into bimocha to protest. So you see, ro hashatem yireyim lahachzik. I saw you were scared to hold on to it. Kid mechaske inchi. V'lo ha'yisi yodea shebishvil sheyisem mochem zelza. I didn't realize you were selling one to the next. So sof shana at the end of the year. L'fikach lo chzaktem kol echad ki im shana. Therefore, you only held it for a year. Still, mitzarfim. Halakuchos v'yafid ruvein. He loses out. The given to b'shtar lachu zemizeh. Since they did with the star, each one of them can mefarish rab b'samach edim shebishtar afku lekala. There is a rumor, a voice, aloud, it is known, V'yada Reuven, he knew about it. He didn't protest, Hipsi loses out. Afaba lo shtar, if there would be no shtar, then Matzi Tain, hide the low machai, the reason why I didn't be mocha, shalo hechsek echad mikem shalo shalom, because none of you held on to it for 3 years. V'lo achazkitsu kid mechaske inish kid aminon le'el. Be'amasa. Okay, so then in a nutshell, those 2 minutes and 40 seconds were explaining. This is only if it was done with a shtar, as Rashbam says. And ashtei lekuchos achronim, talking about the two afterwards, kai. If he has a star, of course you can't argue with him. So we're not talking about that he is a star. The Rav holds star isle kala. The star is a coal. Now people know about it because there's a star out there. Says Rashbam Shemis Asvim. This whole gathering to write it and to sign on it, and therefore everybody hears about this, and therefore it has a call. The Edom Leslu Kala and Edom, they don't have a call. Says Rashba Mechir Be Edom Lo Shtar. There is no call. The Amar Rav, but Rav says Hamochas Tadav Edom. Someone who sells a field with Edom, the Kibel Rashba Mechibel Lo Vacharus, and he takes upon himself a chrayus. That if something happens, he'll pay it back, and then it gets taken by somebody else. Govim nechassim mishubadim. You're able to go ahead. The buyer can now come and collect from nechassim mishubadim, meaning to say that the third party guy who now got messed over because the original guy comes and takes it from him, he can now collect from any other properties owned by the seller at the time of the sale, even if it's already been sold. Which means that a sale that's made before Edim actually does have a kol, even without a shtar. And that's basically what the Rashbam goes and spells out. Now, Hasam says, Gemara, no, listen. Hasam over there by the Achrayas, Lakuchos, the ones who are coming after to go and buy, beep, turn the page. Mem Beis. Inu Avsidu and Avshayo. They mess themselves over the fact that they didn't investigate the matter to take a look and see what's going on as for whether or not the seller previously sold land with an Achrayas. But really, without a shtar, it doesn't have a cold. Umi, Amar Rav Hachi. Right, so now he's saying, Rav was saying that a achrayas can be collected from nechasim shibadim even if it wasn't in a shtar. Umiyam Rav Huggins really say that? Well, tonight we're going to the Mishnah coming up way later, until the second to last daf in this Masechta, a malves a chaver b'shtar, daf kuf ayin hey, Amalvas Chavir Bishtar, someone who lends money to his friend with a shtar, Govim Chashim Shadim, he can collect from these properties that are with him at the time, even if he sold it in the meantime. They aid him, maybe did through aid him, Govim Chashim Adichorin, he can only do it from the Chashim that are free, meaning the stuff that's still in his hands. So we see straight up that if you don't have it, that it's in an actual document, it's not able to be collected afterwards from the third party. So what's going on? It goes against Rav. Says Gemara, v'chi teima. I'm even going to say Rav Tano Hu Palik. Maybe you could just say that in a chinami that Yevim Mishad says it. But Rav is like a Tana, and he could argue with the Mishnah. You know, is chushav yid. And so the Gemara, no. Rav Shmuel and Tavara, both of them say milvah peh, that if there's a loan that's done just by speaking it out without anything written, ainu gov lo min yarshim v'lo min lekuchos. You can't go ahead and take it from the yarshim, from the heirs, and you can't go and take it from the lekuchos or from the third party people. So really, it's Rav himself that says that something's not written down can be taken from those properties that already been sold. Basically telling you that those who are buying are not expected to find out later on about these type of loans. So how do we answer this? As Gemara, Milva Zvini Kuramis, what are you trying to compare? The idea of a loan with that of a sale? You can't compare them. Buy a Milva, buy a loan, Kika Yazif, when someone goes ahead and he borrows. Rashbam says, Mavakesh Alfarsim Adavar Kadei, he doesn't want it to be known. Shkadeshaim Yavo Limkar Karku wants to sell land. Loyavino Olam Shudacha, people want to see that he's like under duress. Lefro mostly got money. Velo Yichel Mimena Biyoker. Hilkar, they won't take it expensive. They'll lowball him. Hilkach may have a lehu lekuchas me'avid. What should the buyers have done? They're kind of lost. But sina kal yazif, right? So back to the Gemara. It says milva zvini karamis. Milva, when it comes to a loan, ki kal yazif, when he borrows, but sina kal yazif, he does it in a way that it's hidden. Ki echi delo zalu nechseile, so that his property doesn't lose value. So we can't assume that the buyer is going to find out about this. Zvine, when it's by a sale, man de zaben arab for hesia zaman. Someone who sells land, he does it before hesia. Kehi de lepik lokala. You know that it should be known and more people are going to want to buy it. So therefore we assume that the ones to buy after will figure out about an earlier guarantee the achrayas on the sale if they would only check into it. It's going to be a known thing. Therefore, right, so you can't compare these two shtiklach. Okay, now back to Rav. Rav said, Chazaka can be set up by three successive buyers of something. Tana Rabbanan, Achla Ha'av Shana. Let's say the father had a property, he used it for 1 year, and then he croaked, he died. Rishbam says, Umeis. V'achubana v'acharev shtayim v'lo michamar. And the son goes and he uses it for 2 years back in the garden. V'aben shtayim, and no one's mocha. Or Av Shtayim, let's say the father used it for 2 years, then he died. V'aben Shana used it for a year. Or Av Shana v'aben Shana, or let's say the father used it for 1 year, and then he died, and the son used it for 1 year, and then he sold it. V'alokech, lo nubad, Shana used it for a year. Hare zu chazaka. This is called a chazaka. It says, Rosh Bam, Shem, it's that from the Shalosh Shanim. The Yorish kare davuahu, because then the Yorish, the inheritor, is like the thigh of the father. V'lo matzi ma'ar lemitan mishum deloich kol echad shalosh shanim. You can't say, well, you shouldn't have 3 years. L'machisi shera kol yodim. Everyone knows, shederech haben, leirish shazav. Everyone knows that's the way they go and do such a thing. Okay, like we saw before. Now, remember the lokechis lekala. Do you want to say that the buyer has a kal, has a kol, meaning has a voice? And we're talking about over here that this is seems to be, says Rosh Bam. Remember the lokech miyorish is lekala. You should have brought us because he didn't, therefore it's chazaka. Ramin he, but we're going to see a contradiction. Achla b'fnei av shana. Let's say somebody used the property in front of a father for a year with b'fnei ben shtayim, and then after the father died, he continued using it in front of the son for 2 more years. If Nei Av Shana, let's say, used it in front of the father 2 years, if Nei Aben Shana, if Nei Av Shana, if Nei Aben Shana, if Nei Alokeach Shana, the one who bought it for a year, I raise a chazaka. This is considered a chazaka. If you want to say that the one who bought it, he becomes known publicly in the chamecha gedolah mizu. There's no protest greater than this. So the guy who goes and squats on the land of the father of two years and the son year, the fact that it's actually chazaka, that's pretty nuts because the son sold it, and that's pretty clear that it's pretty a big call that he's saying that it doesn't belong to anyone, this squatter over here. So this son's sale should invalidate this chazaka, but the Braisa says that it's a good chazaka. So you see that the buying of the property from the son doesn't become public knowledge. Oh, so why'd you say before it is considered as a call? Amra Papa, Kitanya Hi. In what case is that talking about? They're saying that a buyer does not become known, this sale. The Mochus Dosov Stam, in which the son sold all of his fields, but it didn't say which one of the fields he's selling. He just says, I'm selling all my fields. So when he sells his entire, Yerusha, and he doesn't list the specific things involved, that sale is not considered a mecha because it doesn't say which ones are being sold. But let's say, if, however, the respondent points out, you have the squatter in one of the lands there was written explicitly in the sale, then Itaka would be a mecha and there wouldn't be a protest. Yeah, that's what the respond points had here. Okay, Zuck the Heligan next. The Valdi, delicious, unbelievable, scar-ridden Mishnah. Says next Mishnah. We're going to see a whole series of people here that Chazaka doesn't work, just from the fact that they're involved with it, because there's a reason why they would have been involved with using it that wouldn't necessarily be connected of taking it as a Chazaka. Here we go. Ha omnivah shotavah, we send a patropin, elam chazaka. Omnin are people that, that are like craftsmen. Craftsmen, these are people that are involved with, let's say, laundry or something like that. Says the Rashbam, Bali umna shemalichanam bebesam, takim kalam, the tailor or something like that. They'll fix your clothing, go into volume, like people who dye things or kofsin or laundromats or chayotin, tailors. Or sorke begadim shetoin in lakuachu biyadi, right? These people go and they have the property of other people there that are repairing it. The fact that it's in their possession doesn't mean that it belongs to them. Shutfin are partners. So you have two people that go ahead. Says the Rashbam, shalachu karkam shutfin. They bought a land in partnership. Vehechzik echad bechel chaver, and one of them is holding up the other ones. Va'achal kol peros shalashanim, eats a pair 3 years. Asana chazaka, because at the derech of shutfin leachol ze peros shalashanim. That they'll eat it for 3 years, or the other one eats it for 3 or 4 years. So therefore, these people are not considered. There's no chazaka if he's doing the varisan or sharecroppers. Says the Rashbam, she yardin lesakin a karka. They go to fix the land, and they get paid, half, a third, a quarter. Imtoin shnei chazaka exactly bekarka v'chat beers. I was there for them. I ate the beers. In a chazaka she yachalomar. The protesters can go and say la risos. Yeah, because you're there as a sharecropper. That's why you're there. And what you're eating over there is your payment, right? So therefore, that's not considered a thing. Apachopin are those who are watching over your someone's property. Of course, it's in your possession because you're watching over it. Ain't them chazaka. None of these people have a chazaka. Not a 3 year chazaka. Because it makes sense that they should be there. Lo leish chazaka b'nichsa ishto. A man doesn't have chazaka in the property of his wife. Says Rashbam that shaocha peros nichsim. A log is eating from the plucking property that comes into the possession of when they get married of his wife. A chazaka b'nichsa ishto. The archi debak is the normal way to go and eat the fruits. And if they get divorced, titel nichsim a log. Shalosh, she takes her thing. The Gemara is going to ask Pshita, obviously, like, why would you think not like that? But that's going to be. And a bunch of daf, memtes. A woman doesn't have chazaka on the husband's stuff if she goes and eats the property of his field of her husband for 3 years. This is not considered like I bought it, because since he has to take care of her, the mazonos is on the baila. He's just saying, okay, that's where he's having it. And the Gemara says, also, the Gemara is going to ask him daf nonal if that's obvious. And the father doesn't have a chazaka on the property of the son because it's like an apotropis. Each one their property below Ben, La Ben Bechsei Av, and also the flip side. Let's say the father, the son's taking from the father. In reference to what type of chazaka are these things said? B'machazik. It's talking about somebody who's making chazaka, who holds the land and wants to say, that this is mine because I'm holding on to this land because I'm in this land. Rashbam says b'chazaka sheishi matayna machlokas. And he comes and he argues. And so what are we talking about here? That any other chazakah are not a chazakah. And they need 3 years. It's talking about machzik. But most of matana, if we're talking about a matana, where he gives it in front of him and he's molded to it that he can go and take it, we hold the kedushin that karka is nicknamed bekesa b'shtar v'chazaka, and this chazaka is a makam of kinyan to go and acquire the land. Once he goes and he locks the fence or he does some sort of work on the land, then it is a chazaka that he owns it. So achen shechokul, or if you let's say right, aval benos matana. The Achan Shechalko, brothers are going to split up land. Rashi Rishbam says, "Verotza kol echad lizakos v'shelo shlo yucholachzor zeba zeh." So they want to go and do a chazaka, so they don't can go renege on the deal. The machzik minichse a ger. Someone takes possession of the property of a dead ger. So there's no yorshim, and anyone who's kodem to lachzik is going to be zoche. Nol v'gadu parutz kol shu. Once you locked it, or you fenced it, or you breached the property. Even a little bit, harezu chazaka. This is considered chazaka. Says Rashbam, the built chazur zeh b'zeh. He can't go back and have a kibun de rishus chaver hechzik the dinner be rishus chaver. Beep, turn the page. Mem beis amar beis zok the heilige gemara. Avod shmua velevitanu. We said that an uman or a shutaf, there's no chazaka over here. So now we're going to see two different ways of understanding the Mishnah, and they leave out the other way, other part. Avod shmua velevitanu, they came and taught shutaf and the chazaka. A shutaf doesn't have a chazaka, but they didn't mention the idea of an uman. Uman, Rosh Hashanah, uman, Rosh Hashanah, uman, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodeshav, Elul Ba. Ooh, shutaf says Rosh Bama, shutaf and Mapachopin. Aval uman lo tanu, didn't write uman. The culture came in lo chazaka. The ha ain lo chela klal. A shutaf, you don't have a chazaka in this, you even have a chelik in the stuff. But uman is no chelik in it at all. The name in migo the haya lo chelik bo, since he had a chelik in it, therefore kadam echaveri is coming from his friend, his chelko. Elavad el attacking this, for sure it's giving him just a fix, and therefore he has no shakhas. V'chol, kolshkein uman. So shutaf ain lo chela, el no chazaka, kolshkein uman, that's why I didn't even have to say it. Shmuel tani, it's saying uman ain lo chazaka. All he says, uman doesn't have a chazaka. And he doesn't mention shutaf. Aval shutaf yesh lo chazaka. Whoa! Says Rishbam im isa de lo macher lo chelko haylo laavod es adam avalech lepeis shutaf. If he really hadn't sold him, let him go work on it and eat from it. The fact that he didn't must be that he actually has a chazaka. V'az the Shmuel tamein. Shmuel goes according to his own logic. Damer Shmuel shutaf machzik and zeh al zeh, partners can establish a chazaka one on the other. In other words, one on the other property. Rashbam says, "Im echad machzik b'chalko b'chelik chaver gilmon shanim having chazaka is considered chazaka." U'meiden zeh al zeh, and they could even testify one on the other. That is, Rishbam says, "Al chelko shel zeh leha'amida biyado im ba echad min ashuk la'ar alav v'lo having no geah be'edus." Can the first coming of the shindaf mem gimel? They can testify one for the other if one of the partners, to the property was challenged. In other words, like have you know, his, let's say one field split in two, and it's, you have partners in the field, the red side and blue side, just for argument's sake, and someone's saying I have the blue side, someone from the outside world is saying that the second partner is not considered puzzle of ages to argue against him. And the Gemara is going to discuss more about that in Mem Gimel. V'nasim shomer sachar zelzeh, and they become a shomer sachar, a paid shomer, one for the other. So the point that we're going to see, we'll explain it in a second, but the first part of Shmuel's statement over here works along with what Shmuel said before. And this is Vaz Shmuel Tamei. He says, Shutan machzik in zelzeh, they can do a chazak on next. So what's the last part, shomer sachar zelzeh? That says, she'im, Rashbam, she'im mi beis echad mehem nignav, we get stolen. And that is scharo shagam chaveru yishmar akol kishir zman shemshamer ze achshav. He has to go and he has to make sure that he's guarding over, and if something happens, then he's going to be chayv to pay. Now, Romile Rabbi Abba le Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Abba said we got a bit of a contradiction. He tells Rabbi Yehuda, "B'ma'arta de beir of Zakai." In the ma'arta is the place where they get buried. De beir Zakai. This is the Okay, the Bach changes this lashon. This lashon, he says it's b'metzarta, which is a, where you at, Bach? b'matzarta. The matzarta b'zakai, which is a olive press. Yeah, okay. Mi amar Shmuel shutuf is a chazaka. Does Shmuel really say shutuf is a chazaka? V'amar Shmuel shutuf ki yorid b'shus dami. He says in another place that a shutuf is like going down into someone else's property. He says, "Rishbam v'amar Shmuel shutuf shemachzul b'chol asada gam b'chol shachaveru ki yorid b'shus dami." So he's going down with rishus. Klomar kilu nasa l'chaver rishus v'tzivau lios b'mkomo kedin aris dami. He comes, takes on the property, the position, the identity of an aris, of a sharecropper. Lav lameimra the shutuf ein lo chazaka. Wasn't the point of him saying that to tell you that he doesn't have a chazaka? Reshbam davika aris yared rishus lakach lo havi chazkas lo chazaka. Right? Isn't that what it is? Lo kasha. It's no kasha. Hadanach is a kula. Hadanach is a palga. One statement that Shmuel was saying is where the partner took the entire field, right, for 3 years, and therefore he wanted to use that as a raya, as a chazaka, that he actually has the whole thing. The other one's talking about where he took only half of the field, right, the better half of the field for 3 years, and he says that it was his half that he received when the partnership was abolished, and they split it up. So the other partner, he denies that this ever happened. Of course, they're still partners. He says his living in the better half of these 3 years is part of what they set up, by which each partner would work half for a few years in order to, and then they would switch the other way. So therefore, each was talking about a different case. Amri lo lahai gisa. Some explain one way, Amri lo lahai gisa. Some explain it the other way. Some say that what it means is that if you went to the entire field, it's considered chazaka and half a field not. And some explain the entire field is not a chazaka and half a field is. The point is, nonetheless, that we have two different things that it's saying. And therefore, really, we can say that Shmuel would say shutuf has a chazaka. It just depends on what the case we're talking about. Ravina amar ha v'ha danach hasakula. No, both of these dinim we're talking about where the partner wants him a chazaka. He took the entire field. V'lo kasha sil sarakasha. Ha de isba din chaluka. Where it says that he can do a chazaka, it's talking about a field that's big enough to do a chaluka that it has, each one's going to be left with dalar amos, at least 8 amos, this field. And ha, the last part in chalukah. The other one which says that he can't do a chazaka, I was talking about where it wouldn't end up being that each one has dalet amos. Gufa, amar Shmuel, shutuf regarding rishus dami. A shutuf is considered like he goes down with rishus, is like an aris. Ma'ay kamash Shmuel, what's it coming to teach us? That shutufus ain lo chazaka. That when it comes to shutufus, there's no chazaka. Lema shutuf in the chazaka. Let him say straight up, shutuf doesn't have a chazaka. Why do you have to say it in such a weird way? Shmuel is saying it in a way to teach that the shutuf can take for his share from the yield that reaches his shoulders. In other words, the stuff that's already, right, Reshbam says, kedin aris sheyorid b'rishus. That he takes on that thing, that besada shena suyelita, even in a field which is not normally used for planting, kesada suyelita, just as he may take from such stuff from a field that is normally used to go and plant. There is a gemara that we saw in Bava Metzia. It's talking about a case of, let's say, in Daf Kuf Aleph. If someone goes and he planted trees in someone else's field without any rishus. Okay, now, what ends up happening is that, okay, there's good stuff that happens from it. So he's going to get compensated for his efforts over there. Now, how much does he get? That depends what type of field it is. If it's a field that's good to go out for trees, better for trees and for grains and vegetables, then he's going to get what a sada, suilita, he's going to get whatever percentage of the profits usually paid to a sharecropper. Even though he did it without rishus, he gave good stuff that came from this. But let's say it's better for grains and vegetables than for trees. It's sada she'ena su'ilita. Then he just gets for his expenses, but not more than the profit that he gets. And he doesn't get the sharecropper's chelek of what comes from it, even though he did something over here. So now, when somebody goes and works the field and didn't have rishus to do it, that's what we're talking about. But let's say the owner gave the permission to work in the field without saying what should be planted, he's going to get his aris portion, regardless of whether it's normally one way or the other. And that's the difference between someone who breaks in and someone who works the field with rishus, right? So when the person is doing it with rishus, he's going to get it no matter what is done over there. And so say, kesada su'ilita. So it says here that Amar v'Nachman Ravua Lomer Shenotel B'Shevach Amigil K'sefayim, and I don't care if it's Besada Shena Surlita or Besada Shena Surlita, he gets the same amount because he's able to do it Birushos. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.